Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm Joe McCormick. I'm your host. I'm going to lead you through a podcast episode, which is really going to get you to think about how to be super clear in your day ahead, in your week ahead, in your month ahead. I'm really excited about this podcast. I think it's one that really will help you clarify your intent in ways that I think are just missing for a lot of people on a day-to-day basis. This podcast, as you know, is about communication. It's about clear and concise communication. It's about helping you become deliberate when you communicate. The resources that you have available as a listener are countless, actually. We have, this is the 346th episode, so it's season 8. I never thought I'd be doing a podcast, let alone doing more than 300. We have resources and books, right? I never thought I'd be an author of a book, but I've written my third, which is a trilogy. It's a complete trilogy, which we're going to call The Clarity at Work Collection. And you can find information at that online at thebriefclub.com. If you go to the resources, you'll see on books. We're going to sell that together as a collection. And we have resources on the site itself. We've got downloadable tools that you can look, draft card, brief map, brief meeting prep cards. We've got articles that I write, blog posts. I'm going to start doing some reels on YouTube and some shorts and some Instagram stuff. All about helping you become an intentional communicator. Less is more. And the three books, Brief, Noise, and Quiet, all work together in unison. And here's kind of the analogy as I explain them in this Clarity at Work Works collection. Is noise is the villain? This is what we have to deal with every day. Are we creating it? Are we living under its pressure and its allure? Consuming useless information, untimely information, distractions, disruptions, digital devices. We live in a world of noise. That's the villain. How do we overcome that villain? How do we defeat it? That's the villain, noise. Brief is your sword. Brief is what cuts through the clutter. There's so much noise, but being clear and concise cuts through all that clutter. You say what you need to say. It gets heard. It quiets the shield. It protects you from the noise. It gives you time to think. It gives you a place to think. And together, these things give you clarity at work. And clarity at work is really what's valuable. I work for a reason. I'm trying to get things done. And what we're going to talk about today is your most pressing priority. Now, this is not new, and I'm not going to pretend that it's new. I just gave it a name. It's like your MPP. It's another acronym, your most pressing priority. In our company, we started using this in our staff meetings every week, and it was very, very powerful as a change. As we would start every weekly staff meeting in our management team, we would go around and ask people, first, giving people 2 minutes of quiet, we would say, think about your most pressing priority for the week and why it's important and what would happen if you accomplished it or didn't. So we give everybody 2 weeks to do that. 2 minutes of quiet to do that. And they would come up with their MPP, their most pressing priority. What was amazing about that exercise is how much clarity it generated for us as a team. It has started me to think about how people need to be doing this on a regular basis and people don't. Everything's a priority, nothing's a priority. Everything's important, nothing's important. I'm working on a million things, they're all equal. We talked about in last week's podcast was saying the most important thing first. Well, what if I don't know? What if I haven't even thought about it? What if I just keep on talking and just talking and talking about different things, but like nothing stands out? I use the analogy of like the topography of land. Everything is sort of the Great Plains. There's nothing that sort of emerges as a mountain as the most important thing. And if we live that way, there's a problem. The problem is everything is just sort of beige. Everything is average. Nothing is remarkable. Nothing is clear. Everything is sort of blah. And it doesn't, our communication doesn't drive anything. What are we talking about? A lot of things, but nothing stands out. So we want to ask ourselves why we're listening to this podcast right now. Are we, when it comes to your most pressing priority, are you thinking about it enough? Are you talking about it well? And are you doing it with effect? In that order, are you thinking about it enough? Do you spend time thinking about it? In that meeting, we naturally give each other 2 minutes of quiet. Now, done really well, I should be thinking about that most pressing priority before that meeting even starts. But in the event that I haven't, do I give myself enough time? We give ourselves 2 minutes to think about it. Are we talking about it well? Well, that preparation of thinking about it should allow us to start organizing our thoughts to talk about what that most pressing priority is in a way that has a lot of clarity. And then execution happens. Are we actually doing it? Did it work? Did it not work? And done deliberately, that becomes an intentional think, say, do. If you could do that on a consistent basis, you're going to have a lot of power, a lot of impact on people around you. If you work for somebody and you're doing that, they're going to love working for you, with you. If you are supporting a client and you do that, the client's going to love you, because very few people do this. This is why I've written the books that I've written. Now, the order of them was a journey, but quiet really is this shield to protect you from noise, but it really is to provide you the time and place to think and to plan and prepare what you're going to say. You know, I started this like, okay, are you thinking about it enough? We may not be thinking about the most pressing priority at all. Now, let's say that we know what it is. Are we thinking about it enough? Do we have quiet to think about it? What is your most pressing priority? Now, when you look at this, there's a lot of different ways of tackling this, but the first thing is giving yourself enough time to think about it. So let me walk you through an approach to doing this that will have a lot of, give you a lot of energy, have a lot of impact, create a lot of clarity. Now, when you talk about your most pressing priority, that might be your most pressing priority for a day. It might be for a week. It might be for a month, a quarter, a year. You have to figure out over what time. Okay. But when you say it, it's your most pressing priority. It's the most important thing. This is the first thing that you need to do, is give yourself quiet time alone to think about it. And when you're thinking about it, you want to think about it based on what role that you're wearing. Think of a role like hats, different hats you wear. So I have different roles in my life. I have a role as a father. I have a role as a husband. I have a role as an owner. I have a role as an author. I have a role as an instructor. I have different roles. Now, in different roles, I have different priorities. Okay. So in quiet, I want you to think about this question and finishing this question. And the question goes like this. And this is actually in the book, Quiet Works. In my role as blank, the most important thing for me to do today, / this week, this month, is blank. So I'll give you an example. As an author, the most important thing I have to do this week is record this podcast, because it's a primary vehicle for me to communicate to the people that would read the book and take our courses. It's the most important thing I have to do. Well, the first thing I got to think about that, if I forget about that, it's not going to be very good. So I got to think about that in quiet and finish that sentence. And I'll just say it again so that you remember, you can write it down, because it can be very helpful and it's very clarifying. In my role as blank, the most important thing for me to do today is blank. I would start on a daily basis thinking about that. You know, Admiral McRaven gave a speech about making your bed. Really what he was getting at was that. That was the most important thing for him to do as a person, is to start the day well. And he said, when you started the day well, even if the day was a disaster, you can always go back and say, well, at least I made my bet. All right. So he would do the most important thing first. In that case, get up and make your bet. All right. So that's your time in quiet. Now, while you're still in quiet, you're thinking about that, defining what your most pressing priority is in that finishing that sentence, is take download a brief map. If you're not familiar with one, you can go at thebrieflab.com in our resources section, and you'll have to sign up for some tools. I'll give you a licensing agreement. You can download these tools there. And one of them is called a brief map. Now, in the brief map, you're kind of building your little executive summary, and you're going to write down, okay, in my role as, friend, the most important thing for me to do today is to call Steve. Okay. And then you fill in, okay, well, why? Why is it important for me to call Steve? Well, I haven't talked to him in 6 months. The background is, he and I are really good friends. I value our friendship. We've known each other for 20 years. The reason I need to call him today is because we haven't spoken in 6 months. Information, so background relevance, information, ending follow-up. The information is, so these are the things that I think we should talk about during our conversation. And at the end, I hope to kind of reinvigorate our friendship and the follow-up that we would talk to each other on a monthly basis. Well, now I've not only thought about this is my most pressing priority and my role as friend, I need to call Steve, but now I've used a brief map to kind of fill out the thought of making it complete. And then the last piece is, you've thought about it. The next piece is you're going to say it to somebody. Now, this might be, if it's your friend, you might need to tell your spouse or your coworker, yeah, I'm going to call Steve today. You got to say it to somebody. You commit. And then finally, you got to do it. So this is think, say, do. Let's go back. We talked about earlier. Your most pressing priority. Are we thinking about it enough? You do that in quiet. Are we talking about it well? And are we doing it? Now, if you could do those three things together, this really encapsulates the entirety of what I'm trying to teach in the book's brief Noise and Quiet Works and the programs that we teach at the Brief Lab and now at the Quiet Workplace, is to be deliberate. I think about it enough. I talk about it well, clearly and concisely, and I do it. So I thought about my role as friend and about Steve, and I made that my most pressing priority in quiet. I organized how I was going to talk about it, and I told one of my other friends that I was going to do it. So I committed to it, and then I called him. And guess what? It was an amazing conversation, and now we're back in touch with each other. Your most pressing priority. Please keep in mind, in a noisy world, if you're not thinking, talking, and doing the most pressing priority, you're still stuck in the noisy world. Just saying.